Welcome back to Raw Deal ENT. It's your boy Frank D. We're going to talk a little bit here right now about Vince Russo. Now, Vince Russo has been a guest plenty of times on the GRP. If you go over to the archives here on the YouTube channel, you will find the very first interview we did with Vince Russo. And me and him kind of butted heads because I accused him of stealing stuff from ECW and incorporating that into the WWF product at the time. Okay, so Vince Russo and I, we kind of butted heads a little bit back then, but I think that we walked away, we respected each other. We really did. And I like Vince. I like Vince Russo as a person. He's a pretty cool dude. Now, in saying that, there's a lot of people that are saying that Vince Russo should not be allowed to come to Monday Night Raw. They say that Vince Russo doesn't belong there. And I'm like, okay, the guy helped contribute to the success of the WWF at a time when WCW was kicking their ass. I mean, do people need to rehash the Monday Night War to understand the contributions that Vince Russo actually made? Whether the ideas that came from his brain were filtered or not by Vince McMahon, it still worked. Vince McMahon took some of his stuff and he used it and propelled his company past WCW. Now, you fast forward that. Vince Russo goes to WCW, and he does a lot of questionable things. Puts the World Heavyweight Championship on himself. He puts the World Heavyweight Championship on David Arquette. And, yeah, not so good. But at the same time, look at the stuff that was going on in the company before he got there. Finger pokes of doom. NWO going too long. So you can't always put that on Vince Russo. The WCW was a company that was going to implode whether Russo was there or not. Now, going to modern day, okay, Vince Russo has a podcast. Vince Russo says a lot of controversial things on his podcast. And, you know, maybe he shouldn't say certain stuff, but, you know, that's his First Amendment right to say whatever he feels. Okay, now, if you can invite, and I'm talking about WWE, if you can invite Eric Bischoff to the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw, and here's a guy who literally tried to put the company out of business, made no bones about the fact he wanted to put the WWF out of business. If he can be invited to the 25th anniversary of Raw, I don't really see why Vince Russo shouldn't be there either. And people say, well, Vince Russo was never a character in WWE TV. Actually, he was. For a cup of coffee, he was Vic Venom on Livewire, okay? So, I mean, people know the name Vince Russo. Whether you know you're a smart fan or whatever, people know who Vince Russo is. So I think if you brought Vince Russo to the 25th anniversary of the show, it would make for great television. It would be like, whoa, that's something that you wouldn't expect. So I don't really understand the snub. I mean, the WWF, you know, they owe a lot to Vince Russo for his contributions creatively to the company. Because here's the bottom line. Before Vince Russo was on the creative team, what were they doing in the company? They weren't doing anything. They had Doink the Clowns, and they had, you know, Mantars, and they had characters like that. You know, and Vince Russo has gone on record in saying that he didn't create Austin. He didn't create The Rock. He didn't create D-Generation X. He just gave them the material to work with. And that's what it comes down to. So give the guy his credit. Credit is due. Vince Russo deserves all the credit in the world. Hey, here's the deal. If Vince McMahon and WWE Creative, they were so genius, why does the show suck now? Why do you have guys pulling pancakes out of their tights? Period. Alright? So I'm an advocate for bringing Vince Russo to Raw. Hopefully Vince Russo will be on Raw 25. And if he doesn't, I hope that he goes and bitches a fit. Other than that, that's my opinion. Leave a comment below. Tell me what you think. Do you think Vince Russo should be allowed to come to Monday Night Raw? Or do you know Vince Russo should stay away? Let me know in the comments below. I do read them and I do respond. Other than that, I'm Frank D, and I'm out. And for the latest in pro wrestling news, always keep it locked to GERWECK.net, GERWECK.net.